Okay, we left off yesterday, almost like the ends of the sugya in terms of dichoy. So we bumped into the Maram Rittenberg. The Maram Rittenberg is quoted by the Rush in the Edomai Katan, applies the rule of ein dichoy to mitzvahs and says, therefore, if a person became nischaya be'avelos at a later point, the case of the Katan Shehigdal in the middle of a shiva, the Shloshim, so you could pick up avelos in the middle, and we wouldn't apply the rule and say, well, you were nipcha, since when the avelos started, you weren't in the parish of having avelos, you were katan. We wouldn't say that because, as Maram Rittenberg, ein dichoy to mitzvah. So the Rush took an issue with Maram Rittenberg. The Rush said, wait a second. He said, ein dichoy to mitzvah, that's a misapplication of ein dichoy to mitzvah. Ein dichoy to mitzvah is always found in the yadam of the Chefza, whether it's the Kisyadam, whether it's the Lul, the Hadas, those kinds of cases. Whereas when it comes to the case of the Maram Rittenberg, you're talking about the Gavra. It's a different case, the Gavra. So we left hanging and saying, it's different, true but irrelevant. Why should that make a difference? Whether the Chisaron is in the Gavra or in the Chet. So the Chora, what the Rush is driving at, the Rush himself already presents this. He really goes back to the heart and soul of the Sugya. And in a sense, the real fundamental question of the entire Sugya is still the Gemara's original question, which, according to many, was never really nifshata, at least in its fullest sense of the word. Namely, do we compare mitzvahs to kachim, or do we not compare mitzvahs to kachim? So we have this gzeres hakosav out there called mashchasa memumbam. There's a din dichoy by kachim. And now the question becomes, where does this take us to the realm of mitzvahs? Do we go to the realm of mitzvahs, do we not? If kachim l'chud or not? Somebody just told me, I was just talking to somebody whose son just went off to a learn by one of the brisks in Eretz Yisrael beginning this month. So I talked to the father. So he asked him, so how's kachim doing? He walked in the middle of a... Remember I said there are different versions of bris. Some yeshivas in bris, they pick up the middle of the line that ties this. So this particular one picks up by the next mishnah or something. They're a little more or more makel. So what's it like to fall into the third parakos vachem in the middle of we have to learn national zikim for 10 years? So he said that his son told him that the first day shia was an hour and 20 minutes straight Yiddish, not a word of English, in kachim. So yeah, he had never opened up a gemara's vachem before. Had heard a little bit, half baked, Yiddish here and there. So hearing an hour and 20 minute shia in Yiddish on a masechta on the top of the you know nothing about. So he said he needed a little bit of a break. If he had to walk around the block a little bit, it was just to unwind a little bit. So anyway, so Baruch Hashem, everyone, by the time you guys get to brisk, we'll be all well-grounded in Kachim, all the sugyas that we're talking about. So we start out over here with this latest asafik. Do we go from Kachim to mitzvahs or not? So we never really asked ourselves, what's the latest asafik? Why do the Gemara think that it should not be the same? It's just because Kachim is Kachim. So moi, moi. So what's the difference? Why do the Gemara think that there's such a fundamental difference between Kachim and mitzvahs? So the Rush gives it away. Anyone saw the lines of the Rush? The Rush gives it away what the issue was. Anyone saw? What? The Rush says, it's such a long Rush. Everyone read the whole Rush? So much. I have to find the key line. לפי שיש חילוק בין מצווה הנדחס ובין גוף הדיחוי. ואין דיחוי במצווה אלא בקודשם, כי האדם הוא המחויב לעשות המצווה. אם נדחס ממנו אתה לכשתירה המצווה לעשות זה יעשה לה. כי האדם לא נדחן לעשות זה. אבל אם הוא האדם דוחי בשעשכיב המצווה נדחס ממנו ליעלם. Everyone got it? What did the Rush just say? In those two lines, the Rush just summed up for us what the issue in the Gemara is, why we should or should not compare mitzvahs to kachim. By kachim, where's the emphasis? Where does kachim start? Kachim starts with what? I don't mean where the first mission falls. Where does kachim begin with? Focusing on the gavra and the chefza. It's the chefza of the korban. Once an animal becomes kodesh, so the chefza of the korban is screaming out, bring me the korban. Put me on your back. Do as you can sit down. The chefza's tone, hakurava, the chefza's tone, all the dinim of a korban to it. The gavra is all secondary. The gavra now has to make sure that chefza is treated properly. Shechita, kabbalah, zrach, zik, all the alim mitzvahs of korbanos. But a whole mitzvah emanates from the kachim, from the chefza itself. Therefore, implies the Rush, the concept of dichoy makes a lot of sense when you're dealing with kachim, because dichoy means if the heart and soul of the mitzvah of kachim is the chefza, and the chefza was disqualified, the chefza was pushed away, so al zed nema b'toira, yesh dichoy b'kachim, yesh dichoy b'kachim. You want to extrapolate to mitzvah, says the Rosh. So what are you telling me? You're going to tell me, oy, 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 how could you be, I'd say, a mitzvah with a hadas that was nidche? So what? So the hadas was nidche. Now here's a lot of the shayla. Is the mitzvah of dalaminim a mitzvah that you have to take dalaminim? Or is the mitzvah that I can't even say with a straight face? The mitzvah of dalaminim is that every dalaminim in the world have to be taken. There's a din that the hadas is told the kicha. And you, as a person, have to volunteer to be that guy to be lekech that hadas. If you would say that, they throw you right out of bris the first day. Obviously, mitzvah is a mitzvah gavra. The Torah couldn't care less whether the hadas gets picked up, but the Torah wants a lekechtem. You should do a ma'aser lekicha. The Torah doesn't care that matzah's eaten. I have loads of those shmur matzah left over. Whoop de doo, who cares? If I have nice left over, that's a big problem. But if I have shmur matzah, what's the difference? I ate my matzah. There's no din that all the highest matzah in the world has to be eaten on Pesach. It's always on us. So says the Rosh, when you're dealing with the mitzvah zachepza, dichoy makes a lot of sense. When you're dealing with the mitzvah gavra, if since the whole emphasis, the whole focus is on the gavra, machpatli that the chepza get nidche. Machpatli that something wrong with the rule, something wrong with yes, something wrong with the hadas and the rabbis. It doesn't matter because the focus is on the gavra. However, zok the Rosh, but med devar mamurim that ain't dichoy to mitzvahs. It's not that mitzvahs are fundamentally different than kachim. It's not that dichoy doesn't lend itself to mitzvahs. Dichoy hachefza doesn't impact on mitzvahs because mitzvahs, quite frankly, are not a din in the chefza. Din in the gavra. So stay in the Rosh. Everyone's lost the favors in the Rosh. But lo yitzuyer, you would have a type of a dichoy that would speak to mitzvahs. Give me an example, Rabbi Isai. Give me a case of dichoy that does speak to mitzvahs. But the dichoy is in who? But the dicha is found where? In the gavra itself. When the gavra is nidcha from the mitzvah, not when the mitzvah is nidcha from the gavra. When the gavra is nidcha from the mitzvah, then avadim is dicha bin mitzvah. That wasn't even a shah in the Gemara. The Rosh is a gavaldik yisai. This is mamash pearls from the Rosh. The sum of the Gemara is not, is can we extrapolate, is it exerts a kosov or no? Of course you carry it over to mitzvahs, in theory. The only reason why you wouldn't carry over dichoy is because of the gavra chefza chiluk. But now that we've identified a type of dichoy that licked in the gavra also, so once we've identified a type of a dichoy that licked in the gavra, so then, this is in stark contrast to the Maamar Rittenberg. Maamar Rittenberg, who just said, no, ein dichoy to mitzvahs, come on, ein dichoy mitzvahs, don't talk about it. What is Maamar Rittenberg understanding? That the suffer in the Gemara was, does it make sense? Is this a din klal? Is this a din prati? Is dichoy a din in uchas kachim? It only belongs in say the kachim. It doesn't belong in say the moed. Or can it be extrapolated? So since we pass the ein dichoy mitzvah, at least partially, at least sometimes we pass the ein dichoy mitzvahs. Therefore, the Maamar Rittenberg said that mamash loch partly when the dichoy is in the gavra and the chefza ein dichoy mitzvahs. But the Rosh said no. The suffer of the Gemara was not. Does the parish of dichoy extend out of kachim? Ravadin extends out of kachim, but it only extends out of kachim when it's relevant out of kachim, namely in the realm of the gavra, not in the realm of the chefza. There's a very critical machlekes here between the Maamar Rittenberg and the Rosh. How do we pshat and ash suffik in the Gemara with the impacting halacha ma'isa? I have a case of mitzvahs, and it's a case where the gavra is nidche. So according to the Maharam, it's ein dichoy to mitzvahs across the board. According to the Rosh, dichoy will apply according to the Rosh, as long as the point of dichoy is found in the gavra itself. It's almost like mashal ma'adavdayna. It's a mashal, like mashal. That there is a famous kasha. There was kasha from Beis Halevi. We spoke about this kasha years gone by. For sure, we spoke about this kasha. I mean, the Bama spoke about this kasha. Famous kasha for the Beis Halevi. The Gemara says, at the beginning of Maseches Pesachim, that when they used to divide up the lechem haponim every week, how much did each kohen get? You remember? Kippul. It's got like a bean. Like a teeny, teeny drop. What's the kasha from Beis Halevi? Less than a kizayis. There's a mitzvah achilas kachim. Kachim kachim for sure is a mitzvah. Better than the mitzvah achilas kachim kalam as a machlekes and mishayim. But kachim kachim is a feirish. By kohenim ochle banim is kapim vadas is in rachlu also mashakup abem is a mitzvah deraisa. Lechem apodim is a mincha. As a mincha, it's kachim kachim. The Kachi Kashmir is Mukhiv and Achim in the Torah. So, Frekta Beis Levi, how could they divide it? They wanted to be nice and give everybody a little share. By doing so, nobody got the mitzvah. So, we should have divided it up by Kazes and not by pools, not by signs of beams. Who wants the Beis Levi's teretz? Says the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim is not a mitzvah that you as a gaver eat the Kachim. The mitzvah is the Kachim you have to be in. So, as long as the Kachim of mice are consumed, the mitzvah is fulfilled. But Medvah, there's a Shir of Kazayas. Shir of Kazayas means if you want this to be labeled as a mice Achilas Klapi the Gavra, when the Gavra puts into his mouth a half a tiny Kazayas, half a Kazayas, that's not called the Gavra Dres Achila. But when it comes to Kachim, when the focus is on the Chevtza, so then. I don't care whether one gavra, I don't care whether I had a kazayis. At the end of the day, the kachim were eaten. So therefore, when it comes to chilas matzah, what do you have to do? You have to eat a kazayis. It's not enough to say, I have 10 people to say it, and all the matzahs on the table are gone. And that doesn't matter. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not the matzah should be gone. The mitzvah is that the gavra should eat the matzah. There's only one korban, Sukta Beis HaLevi, that parts ways with achilas kachim. What is that? There's only one korban which is tacha mitzvah to gavra. Korban Pesach. That's the Chiddush HaTorah, Batzimim Yechud, that's the Chiddush HaTorah, that eating Korban Pesach is a different mitzvah. Eating Korban Pesach is not just to ensure that the meat gets eaten up, there is Tacha Mitzvah Gavra also. So that's what it is, by a Korban Pesach you have to eat a Kazayis. That if you eat less than a Kazayis, you Tacha not yet to the mitzvah, because that's the Mitzvah Gavra. There's another half of the Beis HaLevi, I don't know if anyone remembers that from Psachim days. Sechah Berach HaPsach, Shulav Yaz Moshe, Sechah Berach HaPsachim days. There's another Shtickle Torah from the Beis HaLevi. The Gemara says in Maseches Pesachim that if you eat something shaloi kederech achila, so you're not chayav min haTorah. Say a guy eats raw chaylev or something. Eating raw chaylev is called shaloi kederech achila. It's not called a ma'aseh achila. You're not going to be chayav kares, achayav malchus, etc. Fine. So there's a famous kasha. The Mishnah says in the end of Maseches Menachos that every once in a while Yom Kippur would fall on Friday. By the way, our calendar is set up that can't be, but in the days of Beis Hamikdash it could be. So Yom Kippur once in a while fall out on Friday. There was a big problem. Anyone know the technical problem, the Mishnah says, when you fell on Friday? It was a logistical problem with the Beis HaMikdash. One of the Kabbalists of Yom Kippur has to be eaten. Which one? Which carbon does Yom Kippur is eaten? The pilot carbon is not eaten, it's burnt. The Sar Lashem is burnt. Sar Lashem is thrown off the cliff. The Kabbalists Mosaf, the Eilis, they're all Eilis. Which carbon is eaten? Tumas every year. What makes a part of a Karban Musaf Yom Tov, including Yom Kippur, is always the soil lechaper, right? Usir chata hasech ho ho lechaper. Ovar olasam. So the Karban soil lechatas, right? Sirum, how we're going. So the soil lechatas is a regular Karban chatas. The chatas tibur. It's not nisrofim. It's a chatas achitza, not a chatas tapinimi. So it has to be eaten by the Kohanim. When are they going to eat it? Can't eat on Yom Kippur. So when Yom Kippur fell out on Tuesday, when did they eat it? The Chatas is eaten when? It's the Yom Valayla. So they would eat it Tuesday night. So they would cook it up Tuesday night and eat it Tuesday night. That was the Suda to break the fast. That was a break fast. They would eat the Sola Chatas. And we're a barbecue the Sola Chatas. What's the problem? Yom Kippur falls out on Friday. You can't cook it on Yom Kippur. You can't cook it on Friday night either. You can't cook it on Shabbos. The hakrovis that korban is the chashabas, but the bishul of the meat is not the chashabas. So what are you gonna do? The chametz for the rice and eat the meat. Lo sosir v'ray baik. What are you gonna do? Anyone know what the Mishnah says? What? So the Mishnah says that there were some people who were real knackers. The Mishnah said they had really really tough stomachs and they used to eat it raw meat, raw goat's meat. The Mishnah says that it was. You had to be a really, really strong guy to be able to do that. The Gemara tells you which communities came from. These Kohanim would volunteer to eat the raw goat. That the Gemara, what do we say about that? We're not such big E. coli. Probably not the.
Yeah, most of
them. We hope. Okay, fine. Okay. Okay, could be. The Mishnah says in Masechah Shkolim that there used to be a special doctor that who worked in the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash had its own doctor. So the Gemara says, why didn't a special doctor in the Beis HaMikdash? Because the Kohanim would have stomach aches sometimes. Because they would eat a lot of meat, and it was Kabbalah says they catch cold a lot because it was cold in the winter time, and they were sitting out, they were outside, and they were sleeping late at night with the bare feet, and they were eating a lot of meat, and they just weren't. It was tough on the health, so they had a special doctor who that was his job, taking care of all the sick Kohanim. Anyway, so I imagine some of these Kohanim probably didn't feel so well the next day. You fast all day, and then the first thing you break your fast on is raw goat's meat. Okay, anyway. So I guess they make Kiddush first, Kiddush, Pesach Challah, and then raw goat's meat. Okay. So Rabbi Sai, so effective base on Levi Akash, and what's the kasha? What's the kasha? What do you gain that you need the raw goat's meat? What is it? It's a chila what? Chilish la kederach. So it's not a mitzvah chila anyway. The same way the Gemara says that there's no isser achila on chelav chai, there should be no mitzvah achila on sar chai. So the whole goal was to fulfill this halakha mitzvah deraisa v'chilas kachim. You're not fulfilling it anyway because the guys have a sugar. We all know these guys are nutcases. The Mishnah itself says they were crazy for eating the raw goat's meat. So what were they accomplishing? Why did Tanoi, why did they say Mishnah to go out and let them do it? What are you gaining? Well, honey, and klum. You're not being yaitzed the mitzvah anyway. Says the Beis HaLevi, no, you are being yaitzed the mitzvah. Why? But men of Amamurim, we say that achil shalak kederach is not achil. That means if you as a gavra are doing something in such a bizarre manner, we say that's not called your achil. That's the yom sugar. That's. But at the end of the day, is the meat gone? At the end of the day, the meat's gone. At the end of the day, the meat's not here anymore. So says the Beis HaLevi, achil shalak kederach is like an achil pachit b'kazayas. It means klape the gavra, it's not called an achila, but klape the chepza, it is called, it's called hechol. At the end of the day, the meat's gone. So for achilas kachim, that's all you need. So soil lechata is not kubim pesach. It's like lechem upon him, and that's good enough. So it's a razzle dazzle basically. So why am I telling you this basically? Because it's reminding me, it's highlighting this idea that you have to be careful when you analyze any given halacha. Are you focusing on the chepza? Are you focusing on the gavas? That's not what the Russians want. This is that in kachim everything revolves around the chepza. In mitzvahs everything revolves around the gavra. Therefore, the chuyim and the chefza, such as the hadas, such as the kisyadab, those things don't bother us. Ein dichaitz a mitzvahs. But once we've identified a dichuy and the gavra, then we're taka in trouble. And then the mitzvah taka is going to be nirchabim mentally early. So says the Rosh, therefore I disagree with my hilgi rabbi, I disagree with my murkumur. And I think that the child who turns bar mitzvah in the middle of shiva, in the middle of shleshim, does not have to continue to count, does not have to observe avelos. Because hal v'nirchay yidoche. And says the Rosh, I'm going to prove to you that I'm right. I mean, two rayas that I'm right. What are the two rayas of the Rosh that I'm right? That a dichi in the gavra taka is a poiter, is a madchel yolim vod. One is in yon adiyayim right now, and one is was in yon adiyayim yom tiv time. I mean, that is in yon adiyayim. That's not the case of the Rosh.
But then obviously
more
though, because someone
is maybe related. No. What? Kanshi higdo. When? The Pesach Rishon, Pesach Shein. So comes the Gemara in the end of Maseches Pesachim, the ninth Pesach Maseches Pesachim, has a machlekes hatanoim about the following shaila. A kid turns bar mitzvah in the middle of, not Tfirsim, it happens to be Tfirsim, but between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Rosh Chodesh Iyar, what's today? Today is Beis, what's today? Beis Iyar? Hey, Iyar is one of these days this week, we're not sure when, but it's Beis Iyar today, the whole day is, okay. So Beis Iyar, a kid turns bar mitzvah. So now, next week, we can ask, it's going to be Pesach Sheni. So he wants to know if they're being Pesach Sheni or not. So, assuming that he didn't participate in Pesach Rishon. If he did, that becomes a whole nother complicated channel. Let's say he didn't participate in Pesach Rishon. So usually, if a person doesn't participate in Pesach Rishon, so he's supposed to bring Pesach Sheni. The Torah gives you a few examples. Tommy, but it's not an exhaustive list. Those are just the normal cases, but you can have a guy, for whatever reason, didn't bring Pesach Rishon, so he's supposed to bring Pesach Sheni. So Gemara quotes about Machlokes HaTanoim, is this fellow supposed to bring it up? What's the Shaila? So Gemara has a very, very long Dishim Machlokes, like an Acharon Shechakira. What's the nature between the relationship between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? So one Tana says, Pesach Sheni is a regel b'fnei atzmoi. There are two different Passovers on the year. There's Passover number one and Passover number two. First come, first serve. You're supposed to observe Pesach on Yud Hal Nisan. Supposed to become Pesach Yud Hal Nisan. If for whatever reason you couldn't do that, so then Pesach's over for you. So that's it, finished. There's nothing to do about it. A month later, there's a new Yom Tov. The new Yom Tov is called Pesach Sheni. Who's Chayv in Pesach Sheni? It happens to be whoever, for whatever reason, didn't mean Pesach Rishon, is Chayv in Pesach Sheni. Is the Chiyav in Pesach Sheni a Tashlumen for Pesach Rishon? Is the Chiyav Pesach Sheni rectifying Pesach Rishon? No, not doing Pesach Rishon. They're two different Chiyav. There's Chiyav Pesach Rishon, and then there's a second Chiyav. That second Chiyav was only given for people who, for whatever reason, didn't bring Pesach Rishon. And then there's another way of understanding the relationship between Rishon and Sheni. The other day in the Tanoim is, there's one chiyuv of Korban Pesach, that's Yud Dalad Nisan, that's it. There's a din in the Torah of Teshlumin that anyone who didn't bring the Korban Pesach at the right time, we give him a makeup test. It's not a new exam. It's not a new course. It's not a new semester. It's a makeup test. The makeup test is for those people who were supposed to bring. It's the same mechayev. There's one mechayev in Aloch. The mechayev in Aloch is Yud Dalad Nisan. The yechiv Yud Dalad Nisan can either be fulfilled on Yud Dalad Nisan, or it can be made up on Yud Dalad Iyar. So is it really one mechayev, Yudal Nisa, that's mechayev, or there are two different chayuvim? What says my nafkamina? Nafkamina is the katan shehigdin. If you hold that it's a separate mechayev, so that the fact that it wasn't chayev last month, what does have to do with this month? It's like mashal mal davar doyma. A kid turns bar mitzvah in Chodesh Kislev. So when Tishrei rolls around, he has a shayla. Ooh, am I chayev in tkiyah shofar? Maybe I'm part of tkiyah shofar. You know why? Why? It's a good svara. Because I was part of when? I was part of last year. It's a good svara, right? I was part of last year, so I'm probably part of this year also. Sugar. But it's the same shofar. It's a different chayev. Last year was Rosh Hashanah Toshanayim Zayin. It was a mechayev. Each Rosh Hashanah is a separate mechayev. So the fact potter last year, that's lomal of lomayri. So that's what one Tana says, that the fact that you were potter on Pesach Rishon was Abdu Pesach Shani. Pesach Shani is a separate independent mechayev. And the other Tana says, no. The other Tana says, there's only one mechayev of Pesach. There's one mechayev of Yudal Nisa. If you were potter at the time when the mechayev kicked in, you can't become chayev in Beis Iyar. Why not? Why can't you become chayv in Beis Iyar? Because what were you? What happened to you in effect? When the chiyuv kicked in, what's the terminology the Rosh sticks into the Gemara? What were you on Yudal Nisa? And you were? Okay. You were Dochoy. And where in lie the Dichoy? In the Gavra. Since the Dicha licked in the Gavra, even by mitzvahs, Yesh Dicha. Now, okay, it happens to be Karban Pesach here. So this is Kachim. So maybe once you get a little bit weary, maybe the Rosh's dimion is not correct. But the Rosh is not addressing that point. The Rosh is just saying that you see from the Gemara that Dichoy in the Gavra is a pretty serious stuff. And that impacts even the realm of regular mitzvahs. Then the Rosh says, I'll give you another Raya. Another Gemara. Give me another Gemara. Another application of Chazal. We're a Dichoy in the Gavra can throw off the mitzvah li'olam vod. The Gemara has an almost identical shayla in the beginning of Maseches Chagiga. There's a din that you're supposed to come to the Beis HaMikdash, Yerachol Zechurcha. All males are supposed to come to the Beis HaMikdash and offer a whole bunch of kabbanas. What are you supposed to bring every yontif? How many kabbanas are you supposed to bring in yontif? As yechidim, how many kabbanas? Shalosh piyamim bashanah. What are you supposed to do? What does it mean? Practically, what is it every male Jew supposed to do? We daven for every other. We just finished a whole week of Yandav. What are we supposed to do in Yandav? We got to find out what we're supposed to do before Shavuos comes, rolls around. So first of all, the Torah says that the Chagosem also Chag LaHashem Shiva Shem Chkasolchem. You have to be Chag LaHashem. What's mean chag? What does it mean to be chag l'Hashem? It means to dance in circles. It means to dance the horo. What does b'chag l'Hashem mean? Chag is a lashon carbon. What? Carbon chagiga. Bring a carbon chagiga. So each and every male Jew is obligated each and every yontif to bring not every day of yontif. Some osoy below osam. Just yom echad. You have to be chagig one day of yontif. That's the carbon chagiga. And there's another din. V'samachta b'chayecha, you have to be samech. V'sa simcha, v'zavachta shlomim v'yachal t'asham, v'samachta b'shem l'kecha, shteit n'pashas kisava. So simcha is always synonymous with bringing karbonos, a different chiyum. So if I have two chiyum, I have to bring a korban chagiga, and I have to bring a korban shami simcha. What else do I have to bring? The Torah says, v'lo yirof on ireikam, make sure to come to the Beis HaMikdash and bring karbanos. I'm already bringing chagigas and simchas. There's a new karban. What's the new karban? It's called an oila. I'm not going to eat from that meat. It doesn't say to eat it. It says, v'lo yirof on ireikam, bring a karban. The bare bone minimum karban, that's a karban oila. So that's olas ri'iyah. So everyone is mechuyev three different sets of karbanos in yontif. There's olas ri'iyah, karban chagiga, and shami simcha. When is all this supposed to take place? So Shabbi Simcha Tachlish the whole week, because you have to make sure to partake of meat the whole week. Fine, I'll leave that out for now. The others Riyasha and the Chagiga. When are you supposed to do this? So Chora, Zuz Magdim Levinish, do it right away. Just come the first day, you have to bring all your kabbanos, right? What if the guy didn't bring the first day? So then the Mishnah says, no problem. You can make it up the rest of the week. You can make it up in day 5, day 6, day 7. And guess what? You even have a whole week of the Shavuos also, even though it's not really Yom Tif, but the Mikdash is still continued to be out. We spoke about this by Sfiras Omer, right? That the Shavuos and Mikdash was Bavul, fine. Right, a week and one day, right? Good. So there's a din of tashlum. Oh, I said the bad word. There's a din that you could bring the korbanos hayom even past the first day. So is a shayla. What's the nature of that obligation? Is basically the chi of the first day. That's what all the chiyum are chal, and anything after that is the teres tashlum. Oh no. There's an independent chiyuv. The yomtiv, there's an entity of yomtiv is a mechayev of korbanos. If you bring it on the first day, bring it on the seventh day, it's the same basic mitzvah. It's just one case it was reason, one case you weren't reason. But in terms of the etzem zman achiyuv, it's not an ikra achiyuv mit the tashlumen. The whole week is considered to be one big ikra achiyuv. My nafkabino. Says the Gemara in Chayiga, the first parak, what if you have a fellow who's potter on the first day? Why is he potter the first day? What happened? Why is he potter? He broke his leg. He can't walk. He's a chigi b'yam rishon. Shalosh pa'am b'shana, regalim tachad b'shana, you have to be able to walk. If a guy can't walk, he's potter from alakabon, he doesn't have to come to Beis HaMikdash. That's the only regal if he can't walk. But then, he goes to the orthopedist on the third day, they take off his cast, he throws away his crutches, now he's dancing in the street, he's playing basketball now, he's able to walk. Is he chayef to come now, fourth day chalamoy, to bring his korbanos or not? So where's the machlekes? So one day the Gemara says, he's chayef because, he's chayef. The other day it says, no, he's potter because he wasn't chayef on day one. And day one was the real chiyuv. Once the real chiyuv is over, if he's, what's the magic word? What would the Rosh say? He's what? He's nircha. Once he's nircha, he's nircha. He's nircha liyalim. Anyone know where else the Rosh discovered this Gemara? Where else this Gemara plays out? The Gemara has two cases of questionable tashlumin. We're not sure whether a given din is b'taras tashlumin, whether a given din is the ikra azman, and afkami for the fellow who was part, either the case of Pesach Risha, where he was a katan, or the case of Aliyah Lerega, when he was a chiga, couldn't walk. Anyone know the more down-to-earth cases? The Gemara doesn't have it, the Rosh himself has, in the third Pekah Barachas, anyone know? Tefillah is the afterthought. You're right, tefillah is in there also, but the real issue the Rosh raises is, where else do you have a mitzvah that you have a long time to do the mitzvah, but there seems to be almost a hierarchy of doing it right away? It's Gemara at the end of Maseches Pesachim, and Arab Pesachim, about Havdalah. The Gemara says if you missed Havdalah Mitzvah Shabbos, you can make it up till Tuesday night. So the Rishonim have a machlokes, what's the nature of that din? Is pshat that the Ikar Havdalah is Mitzvah Shabbos, everything else is Tashlumin? What do we say now? That the Ikar Zman is still Tuesday night. The reason why you do this is you try to make Havdalah Mitzvah Shabbos. But if you missed it Tuesday night, it's the same Havdalah Tuesday afternoon Mitzvah Shabbos. It's not fundamentally different. My Nafkamina, same Pismin. What if a guy was Potter Mitzvah Shabbos, and now he becomes Chayim on Monday afternoon? Should he make Havdalah that? So the Rosh would say, if you hold, that is Torah's Tashlumin, we would apply the principle of Dichoy. If he says not Torah's Tashlumin, then it's like the Kotan Shehigdil Ben Rishon L'Sheni. So, anyone know the nafkaminas? There are two nafkaminas in that case. One is the Onen. The guy was an Onen Matzah Shabbos. And the other is the Aftish B'Av Shechalas B'Matzah Shabbos. So should you make Avdallah after the Kavur, make Avdallah on Sunday night? So the minig Yisrael today is we do. The Onenim don't make Avdallah when they're an Onen, but they do make after the Kavur Sunday. And our minig is, on Matzah Shabbos, we don't make Avdallah on Tish B'Av, but we do make on Sunday night. So half the Rishonim said that's not true. Half the Rishonim said you wouldn't make Avdallah Sunday night because Hovenin Chayiv Dachah. And the only reason why we don't follow that, not because we don't pass like the Rosh, we do accept Havadich Vidocha Mitzvah Gavra. The only reason why we don't accept it here is because we hold that Avdallah is not Tashlum. We hold Avdallah is the Ika Chiyav till Tuesday. So you weren't Nitche from the Chiyav. Havadich Vidocha only makes sense when you were Nitche from the Etzem Chiyav. Here you weren't Nitche from the entire Chiyav. So getting back to that story. So the Rosh is a big believer that Dichoy does apply to mitzvahs, albeit only in cases when the Dichoy is in the Gavron. He has two solid riyas from Chagiga, from Pesach, etc. But the Mam Ruthenberg had a really, really shtaker raya. Anybody knows the shtaker? What was the shtaker raya from Mam Ruthenberg? Anyone saw it? He had a very powerful raya. Mam Ruthenberg said, I'm going to prove to you that you can become chayiv in the middle of something. Yevamos Perek Arba Achin. The top of the back page. If you have a forgot the Benishmash at the Shabbos, Kotanov, Lamichaev, Shabbos, Lamin Hovil, Benishmash, Ichikul, Yom, and Mesir, Dai Shabbos, Adkan. Everyone looked up the Gemara Yavam, Mr. Lamin Gimel? No. I saw guys learning Psik Reish already today. I saw guys finished already the Sig of Dicha. No? The Gemara Yavam is talking about the following case. It's in the intricacies of the sugyas of Einis Echad al-Lisser. So So, anyone remember Einis Chalisser? Must have spoke about it sometime. Okay. Basically, Einis Chalisser means, we spoke about it this year, by Rabbi Shimon, right? Matzah Shoteva, right? So if you have Issa number one takes hold, Issa number two, in theory, can't take over. What if you have two Issurim that were Chaba Vasachas? Remember Vasachas, they're both Chaba. The Moshe, the Gemara says, when you have Yom Kippur Shechalas B'Shabbos, so you can't do Malacha for both reasons. You don't say Einis Chalisser. Why? Because they're both Chal. Simultaneously, when it gets dark, when Shkia, Tseis, whatever, whenever Shabbos starts, Yom Kippur starts also, so the Chalim B'Vasach. So the Gemara is a discussion about the following Shaila. If you have a non-Kohen, does Avodas HaMikdash B'Shabbos? First, a non-Kohen goes ahead and he burns something on the Mizbeach on Shabbos. He's not supposed to be doing that. How many Surah was he in violation of? He's a non-Kohen, so he violated what is sir of Hazara Karv Yumas, Zara Zal Du Avoida. What other affair did he do? He's Bechal Shabbos, right? He burnt a piece of meat on Shabbos. That's a Malacha Deraisa. You know, Havar, Bishol, Machlekes, but that Malacha is. There's some kind of Malacha Deraisa involved in throwing something onto the Mizbech on Shabbos. If you're a Kohen and the Avodis Ksheir and it's Avodis Kavin Tzibet Zdecha Shabbos, good, so you're allowed to do it. But if you're Yisro, you're a Zayah, you're not allowed to do it. So it's just plain simple Chul Shabbos. So the Gemara is a very, very detailed, intricate Shaila. Would you say Einis Achal Lisser on that? So what do you think about that? Would you say Einis Achal Lisser? He's a non-Kohen, and he goes ahead and he throws a piece of meat on the Mizbech on Shabbos for good luck, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So what do you think about that? I would apply Einis Achal Lisser. Why? Which is it came first? Shabbos came first. What? He was a czar Friday. So he was already muzer on Friday not to throw meat on the Mizbeach. Al Tzarus. Shabbos wasn't even here yet. It was only Friday. It's time to say good Shabbos. They're first putting the hammers away. It's still Friday. Malchus Tikva was still going strong. Even the early meeting guys didn't daven yet. If he would put something on his back on Friday, he'd be in violation of his Zarkor of Yumas. So Zorus was Kaidem to Chil Shabbos. So the Gemara is bending over backwards, standing on its head to try to find a case where Zorus and Shabbos can be touched at the same time. So I need a creative case. Give me a creative case. Where Zorus and Shabbos can be Chal at the same time. What? Guy with Shabbos. Well, that would be very creative, but that would be just a bit too creative. Because we're not going to do a guy with Shabbos. Comes about mitzvah boy and Shabbos. So at the split second that he turns bar mitzvah, what happens? Kol's body wasn't bar mitzvah. There was no Zoros on him. He's a kotan. He's not mechuyev mitzvahs. So the Shas Issezorus is Teifes when he turns bar mitzvah, which is identical moment in time that Issez Shabbos. When he was a Kotan, he wasn't Chayvin Shabbos. At 11 o'clock last night, he wasn't Chayvin Shabbos. Even though it was Friday night, he's a Kotan. For him, it's Friday night. It's not Shabbos. When he turns bar mitzvah, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, all of a sudden, Issezorus and Shabbos, the first thing he does is bar mitzvah. As soon as he turns bar mitzvah, the first thing he does is runs to the Mizbech and throws a piece of meat on the Mizbech. And he's a Zar. That's his bar. That's bar mitzvah pshatol. About how many surah, how many chayyub can I be chayyub at the same time? So, in order to find such a case, the Gemara says called the icy shtei saris b'shabbos, because we know min haTorah to become a mitzvah, you have to have shanim v'simanim. So he developed two pubic hairs, two base saris. The base saris he develops on Shabbos. It's good, very nice. That's the case. Now, what's the Mamre the Brooks kasha? You read that Gemara. What do you think? Who has problems that Gemara? He shouldn't be chayv in Shabbos. This kid should not be. He should get a freebie this Shabbos. If you turn by mitzvah 2 o'clock in the afternoon Shabbos, you should be able to do malacha for the rest of the day. Why? Hayil what? Hovin nidchi yidocha. And that's not the case. The Gemara statement favors is not true. You're going to be chayv now. Chayv isurim. So the Gemara's claw. You can become chayv in Shabbos in the middle of Shabbos. What happened to hovin nidchi yidocha? Zok tamar mudra zem fendo. What do you see from here? That why don't you say hovin nidchi yidocha? Because what? Let's say it together. Why? Four words. ein dichoy etz mitzvahs. This is a dichoy in where? We licked this dichoy in the who? In the gavra, and still ein dichoy etz mitzvahs. So that was Mam Rutenberg's raya. Here's Mam Rutenberg sitting in Paskin in Avela Shaila, and he's bringing a raya from a gemara about this crazy wild case tucked away in the Flamid Gimel in Yevamos about Enes Echalissa by Icy Bay Cyrus B'Shabbos, Zoros B'Shabbos, Osim B'Hadi Adodi. Didn't everyone realize this raya? No? This is obvious. This is the raya. Who here read this Mam Rutenberg? Tell me the truth. Who here read the Rush? Who here understood the raya? So what do? We don't understand raya. We just go on and make believe that we understand. Where are we going? Okay. So this is the Mam Rutenberg's raya. Why are you chayv in Shabbos? Definitely you see from here that ein dichei to mitzvahs legamrei. Is it any different? I mean, one maybe could have argued that the notion of dichoy just is not even toyfaced by los esses. Interesting idea. Interesting idea. The Mamrut Pataka didn't think there was a chilach. It's an interesting idea. Think about that one. Maybe it's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Friday night came, he wasn't Bar Mitzvah yet. So he was nitche from Shabbos. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he becomes chayv in Shabbos. How do you come chayv in Shabbos? Dochoy. He should be able to continue to watch TV the rest of the day.
Retroactively,
you don't become Bar Mitzvah. You don't become retroactively Bar Mitzvah. You become Bar Mitzvah from Kanal Hama.
You become Bar Mitzvah in the middle of the day.
That's right. I see Beis Aris B'Shabbos. So I stay in the Gemara. So what's the rush of Dichot about Bar Mitzvah? Right. What do you think conceptually would be the answer? Yeah, you have enough information, right, to figure out the dich. No pun intended. The dich.
Well, Shabbos. What is the nature of Shabbos? Is it every minute?
So we already saw that the Rosh says dichay b'mitzvahs only makes sense when we're being done now based on the original mechayev. Now, what were the two mishalim of the Rosh? Remember, the two cases where dichay b'gavra according to the Rosh. What were the two cases? One was Pesach, and one was Chagiga. Right? It's like a Seder play, okay? Pesach and Chagiga. What were the examples of Dichoy? If you hold, no, fill in for Pesach. If you hold that, what's the Mechaev of Pesach Sheni, the real Mechaev is what? Is Yudal Nisan, that's the real Emes and Mechaev of Pesach Sheni also, it's just Tashlum and Rishon, then Yesh Dichoy. Other, if you hold that it's a separate mechayv, if you hold that the mechayv Pesach Sheni is Yudalid Chaydish Iyar, so then what's for dichoy? Dichoy. Dichoy means that you couldn't do the mitzvah even though you're already mechuv in the mitzvah. But if the chiyuv didn't kick in yet, so that was not do dichoy. The fact that you couldn't do a mitzvah before the zman a mitzvah came, that's like the hadas that became possible last week, and that came kosher before sukkah. That's dichoy. What do dichoy? Dich is only b'shas and mitzvah. So if you really truly hold that Korban Pesach, the mechayev is yudal and ear, so then obviously there's not going to be an issue of dich here. The fact that you were a katan last month doesn't do anything. That's like the fellow who was a katan last Rosh Hashanah, supposed to blow shofar this Rosh Hashanah. And similarly, what did Gemara say, Chagiga, or the Rosh quote? That if you hold that the mechayev for Korban Chagiga is kol yoim, it's not an extension of day one, but each day is a separate, in a sense, and a separate mechayev. The yontif, the entity of being a yontif, kedushas hayoyim is a mechayev of korban chagiga, elish riya, etc. So the fact that I was quote unquote nitcha at the beginning of yom doesn't do anything. We're not being done based on the original chiyuv; it's a brand new chiyuv. So borrow that model to Shabbos as well. The Maramar at the Mrigzaraya only made sense if you hold that the model of Shabbos is there's a tchilas hayoyim. There's an Ikra Chiyuv, and I was Chayev or Potter at that Ikra Chiyuv, I was Nitcha at that Ikra Chiyuv, and now at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm still being Mesiachis back to 7 o'clock last night. So today's 3 o'clock, I have the Osiris, and now I'm trying to figure out, well, what was my status last night at 7 o'clock when it got dark? That's a very, very limited way, a very unique way of looking at Shabbos. That there's a moment of Chiyuv, that kicks off the Shabbos. It's the engine that's driving Shabbos. And all day for the next 24 hours, I have to be Nisyachis back. Was I in that parasha? Was I not in the parasha? Was I nitchiv in the parasha? Nish nitchiv in the parasha? Says the Rosh, that's not the correct way of viewing Shabbos. Very lomdashir, conceptual, philosophical, machlokes almost. Says the Rosh, why do you have to keep Shabbos at 3:15 in the afternoon? What's the mechayev of keeping Shabbos at 3:15 in the afternoon? 7:03 and 38 seconds of shkia last night? That was the mechayev? What's the mechayev of Shabbos at 3:15 and 28 seconds? Tell me the zman ha-mechayev of keeping Shabbos at 3:15 and 28 seconds. There we go. And what's the mechayev of keeping Shabbos at 3:15 and 29 seconds? We'll do one more. Just 3:15 and 30 seconds. I think everyone got the idea. Says the Rosh, the sugya of dichoy doesn't make any sense in Shabbos. Rather, the Rosh does not say like Dr. Berman says, the Losa say. Even the Rosh is not doicha that way. The Rosh says the Baal Mertzberg would have been right if his analysis of the Chiyuv of Shabbos was incorrect. Baal Mertzberg had this very unique way of looking at Shabbos. 7:03 and 28 seconds, when the sun sets, whatever the beginning of Shabbos is, you pick your time on the calendar, that is the engine that's driving the entire Shabbos, and everything is emanating from that one split second. And therefore, the Baal Mertzberg would say, it's here today for Dichoy. And if Dichoy doesn't apply, it's the Charaya, the Ein Dichoy, it's a mitzvah. It's in the Gavra. That's right. It's a Raya that ain't Dichet Mitzvah, even the Gavra. The Rosh says the whole Raya that Maamar Rutenberg was off. Because Shabbos is much closer in model to Pesach Sheni of Yedaladiyya. Shabbos is much closer to the Malach HaYiyu Kol Yom. That's exactly what the Rosh says. Pem Moli, the Rosh, the very end of the line, the Rosh says, Umashay bi Raya me Aisish Teisayas be Shabbos ain't a Raya. The ain't Seif HaTashlub L'tchil HaSoy. The end of Shabbos is not a tashlumen for the beginning. The Havali Kumar Pesach Shere Libid the Rebbe, who holds that it's a regular for the Atzmai. Ki Seif Shabbos Poga Bichia Bechayev Lishma Shabbos. That he walks into the end of Shabbos, so he's Chayev at the end of Shabbos. Now, you don't have to be Mesiachis at the beginning of Shabbos. What are you Seif and Rosh? You don't have any idea what the ramifications of this Machlokes and Maamar Rutenberg and the Rosh are all about? There is a radical, such a fundamental, basic question that emanates from this Rosh and Maamar Rutenberg. You know what it is? How do you view Shabbos? Shabbos, the Mechayev of Shabbos is the Tchilas Hayoyim, or is the Mechayev of Shabbos what? Each and every second. What would you say about the following? What if you have a person who, when Shabbos began in this location, not that he was potter b'Shabbos, he wasn't what? What was he? Not that he was potter as a cotton from Shabbos. What was he? Sleep is chayav mitzvah also. He wasn't here. He didn't exist b'tchilas Shabbos. I don't mean he was born on Shabbos. What do I mean? Gear would be interesting. Better than a gear. What? He was in a place he never saw b'tchilas Shabbos. He didn't experience b'tchilas Shabbos. No! No! He was on the other side of the dateline. When everybody else in this location experienced the Tchilas Shabbos, he experienced the Tchilas Friday. Or he experienced the Tchilas Sunday. His Shkia Sechama wasn't a Shabbos Tik Shkia. You know the famous Rav from Ramesh Salavetchik with the Rav? That the Moshe took the Rav out when he was a little boy outside on Yom Kippur afternoon. He said, look at Shkia, that's a Shkia Mechaperes. It's a different Shkia. When you live in the world of Torah, so the sun sets differently in Yom Kippur. Astronomically, it's the same sun. But Al Pidin, it's a Shkia Mechaperes. When you see Shkia on Friday, it's a different Shkia. When the sun goes down Friday afternoon, that's a Mechayev. A Thursday night Shkia going into Friday is not a Mechayev. And let's say Shabbos Shkia going to Sunday is a pointer, maybe. It's not a Mechayiv. Only a Friday night Shkia, only a Friday going into Friday night is a Mechayiv of the Yisim Halacha. This guy wasn't here. He was in a different part of the world. And now he finds himself, he walks into Shabbos at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Is he Chayiv in Shabbos right now? I want to know. He just walked into Shabbos. Is he Chayiv in Shabbos or not? According to the Rush, it's a not even starter of a Shaila. According to the Rush, what do you mean he didn't see Friday night Shkia? So, what is Friday night Shkia? Do it now. What time is it now? What was the time again? I forgot. 2 what? 2:15 and 28 seconds. Good. What? 2:15. That's what I said? Okay. I mean, now it's daily time. Okay. So it's 3:15 and 28 seconds. Is it lo echpatli where you were at 7:02 and 29 seconds last night when the sun set? And even when you saw sunset last night, you saw a Thursday night Shkia. What's that doing with me, says the Rush? I want to know, where are you at 3:15? That's all the matter. I don't care where you were 22 hours ago. I want to know where you are now. Right now, you're living and breathing a Shabbos stick at 3:15 and 328 seconds. You're awesome. But Mechassis Malachim in the Torah. According to the Maharam of Rittenberg, what really matters is that sunset of last night. Now, true, the Maharam of Rittenberg holds Ein Dichei to Mitzvahs. But one could argue, Ein Dichei to Mitzvahs means like the Kotel. The Kotel was here when Shabbos started, it's just that it didn't speak to him. He saw a Friday night Shkia. It just wasn't Mesiachis him because he was part of the Mitzvahs. So the Maharam Rittenberg slapped you and says, oh, Ein Dichei to Mitzvahs. The fellow who wasn't here, he's one step less than the Kotel. He didn't even experience the ice there. He didn't experience the Chilas HaYoyim. So it's quite possible, according to Rabbi Rittenberg, what happens when you walk into Shabbos? You get a what? Maybe get a freebie. Maybe get a freebie for the rest of the day. Possible. Maybe. What about the other way around? What about the guy? He was here Friday night, and he walked right out of Shabbos. 3:15 in the afternoon, he had enough. You're ready, he took his tie off already, he's in his short shops open. All practical purposes, he's in the park. But he's chap, he figured out, not only did he get out of shul, he walked out of shops. There was once a certain rabbi who lived in Manhattan told me that there was a famous Hasidish rabbi, I forget which one, he said that, he asked him what's a higher level of mitzvah, lulav sukkah. So the Rebbe said, Sukkah is a higher level. You know why? Lulav, without being nafik thing. When you hold the lulav, you're doing the mitzvah. The second you put it down, the mitzvah. Sukkah, you're in the sukkah. So sukkah, I walk here in the sukkah, I sit down, I stand up, I stand on my head, I lay down, I go to sleep, I'm still in the sukkah. Sukkah's a higher level. So then the Rebbe supposedly said, but even sukkah, you could do what? You could walk out of sukkah. You walk out of sukkah, it's always sukkah. What's a higher level of mitzvah than sukkah even? What mitzvah can't you walk out of? Shabbos can't walk out of. What are you going to do? Where are you going to go? You're going to walk to this shtetl, this side of the shtetl, that side of the shtetl, go to this rebbe's tish, that rebbe's tish, this for me, yes, that. You go to the Beis Medrash, you go to the Litvak, you go to the Mestach, the Chassidim, you go to Umman, you go to Brisket, wherever you are. It's still Shabbos, you're stuck. There's nowhere to go. So this rabbi told me the story, said that rebbe who told the story obviously never lived in Manhattan. He said, because he feels when he walks out of his house on Shabbos in Midtown, he walks out of Shabbos. So Rabbi Sai, in our story, in our saga, the guy came up, he didn't walk out of Shabbos. He goes to a place where it's not Shabbos anymore. Even though the sun is shining at 3:15. So it's 3:15 in the afternoon, but the place where he is now Friday or Sunday. But for him, he's still 18 hours into Shabbos. So what do you think about that? So one could argue that according to the Rush, what do you think the din is? What do you think the din is according to the Rush? Shabbos is over. It's not that Shabbos is over, it's that. You can't, there's no Mechayiv anymore. The Mechayiv is 3:15 in the afternoon, this 3:15 is a Friday dick at 3:15. Only a Saturday dick at 3:15 is a Mechayiv of Shabbos. So according to the Rush, it's over, the game's over. Took off his top properly. He's in shorts, right? And go continue to play ball with his kids. Shabbos is over. According to the Rambam Rittenberg, Shabbos starts as an Iser of Shabbos that's called Shkia. And that Iser created a 24-hour Iser. And that Oser, every Oser needs a what? Needs a Matir. What's the Matir? What's the matir? When does the Yosef Shabbos go away? It's like a kedusha needs a get. So Shabbos needs a Motzei Shabbos. When a Motzei Shabbos enters into the world, when the stars come out, the shkia, whatever the end of Shabbos is technically, when the end of Yom HaShvi is, beginning of the next day, that's the matir of the Yisur Melacha. Minatari. Yeah, make Abdullah Mitra, but that's nice, whatever. But the matir Melacha is the end of Shabbos. He never experienced that matir. So maybe he's still stuck. He's stuck with Shabbos. To when? I don't know when. He's still stuck with Shabbos. So you think this is like science fiction? Not science fiction. How could you walk out of Shabbos? What? Depends what you think the international dateline is. So it's a big machlokes. I'm not going to learn the whole secret of the dateline right now, but suffice it to say that here I got my globe, and here I have certain parts of the world. Let's say here we got the Siberia. Here we got Australia down here. We got China over here. According to many poskim, the dateline runs right over here. That's the dateline. According to those posts, we say the dateline runs 90 degrees east of Yerushalayim. That's the dateline. Draw a line from the top of the globe to the bottom of the globe at 90 degrees east of Yerushalayim. Thus is the dateline. If you subscribe to that shita, so then, for argument's sake, here I'm in Siberia, here I'm in China, here I'm in Australia. I wish you got a good Shabbos. You wish you a good vach. That's the line. That is the line of demarcation. So the Chazon Ish happened to have held that that can't be. He said, it's lo yitachen the Torah should give such a din. And not everyone agreed to the Chazon Ish. There are some who held that way. So the Chazon Ish said that wherever the dateline goes, where does it go? It curves a little bit. And it picks up, hugs the coast. And it continues down. Hugs the coast. Continues down. Goes down, hugs the coast, continues down. Comes out a very, very bizarre thing according to the Chazon Ish. An island here, an island here, island here, could theoretically be further west and be on one side of the dateline, but because it's in the water, it's not subject to this din, what's called Ein Greira, it means you can't split up. Ein Chok in your Bosha, the Chazon Ish, used the phrase. So it's a bizarre thing, but that's what the Chazon Ish held. Okay. What do you think these guys are? There's a little island like Gilligan's Island over here. Hey, you want to give me a name for this? This is Australia. What's this? Mm-hmm. New Zealand, yeah. Yeah. Anyone knows what this is? Japan. I mean, depending on where. Right? Japan over here. It's a big island. It's a pretty serious island. Okay? What? Hawaii is not here. Hawaii is in the other end. A whole other Chagadah. Okay? Opposite of the world. So according to Chazon Ish, you're not walking out of Shabbos over here, but you are walking out of Shabbos, and you're going where? Going into the water. How far into the water? Territorial waters? 12, what's the rules? Each country has, is it 12 miles or something? Something like that. Who knows that information? What? 12 nautical miles or something? Something. What? What? Okay, you'll let me know. Okay. Forget it, it's not irrelevant. Okay, Rabbi Say. So it's not clear, according to Chazon Ish, where exactly the line is. Somebody once called me the Shaila, they were in Australia on Sunday, and they wanted to go look at the coral reefs. So to go to the coral reefs, you have to go off the coast. So I told them, it's not so simple, not so personal. Somebody else called me that they were in Korea. In Korea, South Korea. And they were supposed to take off. But the airport, anyone been to South Korea? Apparently one of the airports in South Korea is on an island. It doesn't bode well. It's on an island. So the day may be different up the halacha. Except it's a man-made island. So does that change the halacha? I have no idea. I don't know. Anyway, not sure. Anyway, getting back to this story. So it's possible physically, b'zman hazeh, to potentially walk in and out of Shabbos. Whether or not halachically you can do that may depend on this marmurah. So when all the dust settles, everybody say, what do we have? Let's chazer for a second. What do we have here? So we had a major sugya of yesh dichets mitzvahs, ein dichets mitzvahs. According to some Rishonim, it was resolved. According to some Rishonim, it wasn't quite resolved. It was partially resolved. We weren't so sure about a lot of the cases, or all the cases of dichet the same, are the factors that differentiate them. So one possible factor was biyado. We saw major machlokes in the Rishonim, Tosfos, Rashi, and Tosfos, Balamor, about whether biyado is a factor, not a factor. This is a funny biyada. This is a biyada with Isser, Beheter, the Raisas, the Rabbanans. We saw Rishonim will pass there across the board. Ain Dicho. We had the five of them yesterday to that. Then we saw the Rosh Mamritimer take this whole sugya of Dichoi and present this whole new angle of it. Is there a difference in Gavaz and Cheftz? So the Rosh's whole Yisoid was Gavaz and Cheftz is the key point, and that's ultimately what demarcates him between Kachar and Mitzvahs. And Mamritimer said, no, Ain Dicho, it's a Mitzvah, finish Gemaru, end of discussion. One of the most critical riyas that the Mamritzberg had was his dimyan to Shabbos, to which the Rosh took issue with. The Rosh said the Shabbos issue is much closer to the Pesach and the Iyach and Yigal Yom issue. So a lot of things flying around that all emanate from Esther. Okay? So both hopefully Beit Hashem tomorrow, we'll begin the next sugya. The next sugya will take us to a series of three sugyas, hopefully. They're all Shabbos related sugyas. The Miskavim, the Psikratius, the Christ, the Abundance. It's going to take us pretty much, I think, till the Bechim. Okay? In Jews, I hope we continue. See you in the... It's a couple of minutes ago.